bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You guys had Pauline Hanson on the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a blowout from that. So firstly, just tell me and the listeners, what were you thinking?
Okay. This is not an echo chamber. And community broadcast guidelines, the station, we believe that giving an opportunity for people to put an opposing view is very important. Now, whilst I really find nothing that Pauline says that I can agree with, I think it was important that we speak to her. It was important that she actually made a statement, that she said a lot of things. But one of the most important was she made a commitment that if there was a yes vote in the plebiscite, she would support marriage equality legislation in the parliament, something that Corey Bernardi, Erica Betts, Kevin Andrews and a whole lot of others would not. So, you know, and those, you know, I respect the views of others. Some people may not agree.
Can I add to that?
No, but hang on. Let me say this.
I'd like to add to that because we've heard from both of you a lot on this issue and you spoke last week. So I've got the microphone.
I'm taking over.
Well, you were here during the show though. So
not
you
last week.
When the she week was before. On.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Oh,
details. So as a journalist, and it is important, even if we don't like everybody's opinions, it is important to hear from everyone. And I think particularly in the LGBTI world, whatever niche you live in, it's very easy to live in a bubble and make presumptions about other people's opinions. And the point that you raised about giving her that time on air is we heard something from her that had not been confirmed anywhere else.
Yes.
If there was a yes, majority yes vote in a plebiscite, she would support it. Presumably all the One Nation senators would support it. And that is a huge chunk of the Senate that we now know would support a plebiscite. Do we like her opinions?
No.
Do we like her saying, if you want to get married, go to another country and do it?
No, did not.
Disgusting, we don't like it, we don't approve. But that's the point of journalism, that's the point of media, is to challenge people and to find out what their actual voices are. Tass, I give the floor to you.
I was going to say that the important thing that I wanted to demonstrate is that we can actually have a respectful conversation, even when we have different points of view. Now, there was very little that Pauline Hanson said that I agree with, very little. However, for me to actually come in and jump down her throat would be totally inappropriate. The criticisms that we've had have been twofold. One is, firstly, why did we have her on at all?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we giving somebody who has such extreme views a voice on our airwaves?
Yeah.
And the second criticism really has been, and I think the term that's been used loosely out there in the community,
soft cocks.
In other words, we didn't go hard enough.
Let's
on
just
her.
Say we were semi-erect. Look, you know, that's the gross. Issue here is, I had this discussion with Shannon. You know, Shannon wrote published an article on the Saturday morning that we're going to speak to her. And I remember I asked you on the Friday night, Shannon, if you had the opportunity to sit down with Pauline Hanson for half an hour and interview her, would you go, no, I'm not going to do that?
No, I absolutely would have done that. I had a chance to speak to anyone about their point of view.
Yeah. And, you know, an online article is no different to radio. And, you know, there's been some criticism. I acknowledge that. I don't agree with it. But, you know, hey, if people want to provide me with a list of people that I'm allowed to speak to, I'm sure it'll be relatively short. It'll be an echo chamber. But people know my MO. Send me a list of people that you think I'm allowed to talk to.
And we're running out of time, but I just want to say that I was actually a little bit shocked by the extreme nature of some of her commentary. And to be quite honest, I almost found, I was so dumbstruck by it that it was hard to think on my feet about how to deal with some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when she actually said that she did not believe scientific evidence, just simple as that, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, how do you deal with that?
You know, that's, And, you know, those who say we could have gone harder, that's an opinion. We probably could have. We could have handled it differently. But
I might have given her a slightly tougher time had I been on air with you, but that's okay.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we make an assessment when we're speaking to people. It was important, we believe, to hear what she had to say and to do it civilly. There was a huge risk. If you listen to the tone of her voice, I think she was quite nervous.
Yes.
We didn't want, you know, we now know something more about her and her views. And if she'd hung up, we wouldn't have found that out.
And as importantly, we managed to get this station, this community, our issues on the national agenda.
Yes.
We made all the main media stages.
Yes. And it was about what she had said. Two things. One is, if you can't get married here, go and live somewhere else. And the other was that commitment that she gave that she would vote in the parliament to support marriage equality if the public voted yes.
Can I just take quick credit for that? Because I did text you during the interview and said, please ask her what she would do in the event of a plebiscite.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.